Collins, baby. All right, so do you guys want to move on to Berkeley social scene?
Sure.
I got the porn, you got the pine, sweet to taste, no saccharine.
Liability in all directions, pure danger set.
Def Leppard being slightly out of time really bothers me.
Yes!
And so I missed all the Def Leppard references. What did I miss?
One. It's just the one in the intro. It's basically Pour Some Sugar on Me that they're referencing at the very beginning.
Oh, that's what it is. Okay.
Yes, and then they reference the Pet Shop Boys song Opportunities later in there, and I feel like those two things did not belong in this song. It's cute, but I feel like it actually detracted and derailed the song a little bit. With a lot of Berkeley social scene songs, they sometimes end up sounding like songs made by committee, where it was almost like they took a vote and the majority said that we're going to go ahead and put these in there. And there were probably just under half the band objecting to it, not wanting it in there. And so you put all of the ideas in there and it's almost like a too many cooks sort of thing.
Yeah.
How many people are in that band?
I'm guessing about five.
Well, because otherwise you get a lot of ties.
Yeah.
Let's see. It's Lunkhead, Glennie, Ken, Martin, and Geach sometimes.
Yeah.
And then because I've only been in a room with like four of them at a time. So.
Yeah. That's usually how that ends up working, too. I will say that these may be the best vocals I've ever heard in a Berkeley social scene song.
And yeah,
I
believe that's all Sam.
It's Sam. That's what it is, too.
Yeah. The vocal was solid, man. The vocal was good. I like the riff. I like the chorus. You know, like just the way it's sort of built into it. And the only thing that bothered me about the chorus was just that drum fill, the snare, ta 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 ta, that keeps happening again and again because nobody else went with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If there were more like people.
Yeah, exactly. It felt like it was in a different song or that they were in a different song, you know. And I understand that that happens when you're like in the room and you're playing it and you're going to play it through like, what, 2-3 takes, and then you're just going to go with it. It would have been nice to have that like go together. It would have felt like it was an integral part of the song as opposed to just like a fill that was happening.
And I feel like the lyric, "Your Quill Divine,"
oh,
is pretty awkward. That's very awkward.
Oh, yeah. My main notes say, oh, my God, why are the chorus lyrics the worst ones? Like, porcupine, we must align. Don't stick me with your spine. Your Quill Divine. It's just, yuck. Put down the rhyming dictionary.
Yeah, but also on the boards, he misspelled divine.
I know, with an E,
it.
Which means guess, right?
I want, is that another reference? Or
I feel like it probably has to be a reference to something that I'm just not catching to. I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, since it's capitalized, maybe it's somebody's name. I don't know who, though.
Well, there is a person named Divine. Yeah.
No, but I mean, but it's spelled with an E. Divine is spelled with an I, unless we're talking about a different divine.
No, okay. So divine with an E means guess, right? Like a divining rod.
I think that's still I.
No, that's not. That's a divining rod. I was actually serious about that one.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Or like a golf club is a divining rod because you create divots. And
yeah. Well, you know, you could say something like, I can't divine the nature of this thing. And which is with an E. Right?
Yeah, that's with an I.
I think that is still, too. Yeah. I'm looking it up.
I'm typing define divine into Google.
Well, it does say that D-E-V-I-N-E is a guess.
Yeah.
Huh.
But who knows? It's the internet. It could be.
Yeah, this is true. Yeah. I don't trust the internet.
But yeah, I just think the over-rhyming there is bad. And just certain words I don't think belong in rock and roll songs. Like the word align just does not belong in a rock and roll song.
What about Tool? Tool can do it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I feel there like there are exceptions, but more often than not, you would be right. Yeah.
Did you guys also find the mix to be a little bit weird?
For a BSS song.
Well, I haven't been listening to a lot of these fights in like a while, but the bass has notes that are just sort of popping out of the mix. Maybe it's just me.
I can't say that I caught that part, but.
Yeah, I didn't catch that either.
Yeah, there's like little bits in the, I can't think of an exact, you know, I didn't write down times or anything like that, but there's like parts where the bass is sort of pops out of the mix, and there's sort of things where like the Rhodes and the guitar are sort of eating each other's mids. You know,
I did hear that the Rhodes seemed like it was unsettled in the mix or something. I don't know exactly, but it was throwing me off, I would say.
Because I know I've talked to Sam before about, you know, setting up templates. One of the things he wants to do is to set up templates because they have one rehearsal room that they record in together, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So it would be easier if they had this whole thing set up every time and you knew that you were going to get a consistent sound and like everything, consistent levels, and everything was just going to like fit into a mix perfectly.
Save you a lot of time.
Yeah, but apparently they haven't gotten around to that yet. So it's one of the things that maybe they should notice or pay attention to.
What about you, Ryan? You've been sort of quiet on this one.
I'm looking at Divine for different with a capital D. I went onto Wikipedia and I'm looking at everybody listed as a musician with the last name of Divine. And it's not promising.
Yeah, I think this is a red herring.
Yeah. Okay, so never mind. It was a goose chase. We've kind of already gone over all my notes. I thought Sam's voice is lovely. I thought the lyrics are okay. That Pet Shop Boys reference kind of comes out of nowhere. The song sounds good, but I also had problems with the snare. I think like during the chorus, there's like this weird sort of random groups of hits, I thought. And they're not random. I mean, they come in and they leave at similar times throughout, but they just seem oddly placed.
Yeah, that's the one I was talking about too.
Yeah.
And it's like it's a very Ken thing to do. He does it a lot. But in this particular case, it just felt like it was just happening and not part of the song.
I feel like I can't criticize it though, because it's a real drum. It's something that Kyle would never do. But you know, Kyle's not real, so
You're gonna hurt his feelings, Ryan.
He doesn't need my validation.